This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Awesome here to see you broadcast, and welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins' Lending Tech Live here in Aurora, Colorado. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Sam Kilmer from the Cornerstone Advisors crew, or better known as Gonzo Bankers as well. So
we are flexible. We are both Cornerstoners, yeah, and we're Gonzo Bankers.
That's right.
It's great to be with you again, Mike. Well, in person.
And I know, in person. Imagine
none
that.
Of this virtual noise.
Yeah, we're done with that. Well, kind of done with that. So yeah.
Well, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Well, I still do my remote interviews as well, so yeah, those are fun. But I love doing this in-person stuff.
I do too. Nothing, it's good to see
nothing
you.
Nothing better. Good to see you as well. So things going well? How's the conference going for you?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful here in Denver.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
And a lot of exciting conversations, hallway chatter. And
The buzz? What are you hearing in the hallways?
Well, of course, part of the buzz that I hear is just because I'm in and around fintech all the time. And so it's sort of like people are approaching me and asking me, what's the story? I mean, there's kind of been a lot of volatility in the fintech market you may have heard about the last several months.
And,
so in addition to my college son losing a few $100 on crypto on Robinhood, you know.
Just a few hundred.
It's a little more serious when we're working in terms of the our credit unions and our future. So, mm-hmm, but no, just a lot of, I wouldn't call it speculation. I would just call it trying to sort through what's legit. Like, what do we really need to pay attention to versus
good point.
It's almost the noise in the market, and not the noise, the reality of the bear market of fintech, it's sort of separating, it's almost healthy. It's separating kind of speculative PowerPoint deck activity, mm-hmm, from, hey, here's some technologies and some capabilities that can get you some loan volume.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or can really help move the needle with your numbers. And that's what people are here to learn about.
Oh,
so
no doubt. Any highlights today? Because I know you got in today, right?
Yes. We actually had the folks at Origins did a great job of trying to make sure that people could attend lots of different sessions. So they had us do a panel session back to back. I had a panel with Mark Meyer from Filene.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Matt Rowe from Open Lending. Let's see, we had Barry Kirby from CU Nexus.
Yep. He was here earlier.
And also a Neetu Bhagat from the Chief Financial Officer of Origins was sitting in as well and mm-hmm, adding some great contributions. So we were really just talking about a few things, you know, one of which was just what's going on with fintech. You know, when you start seeing articles about buy now, pay later in fintech showing up in The Onion, you know that it's hitting the zeitgeist of America on a broad level. And you know, when you've got Matt Damon doing Be Bold crypto ads on and maybe not the best timing for the Be Bold, but so we were just trying to sift through, you know, what are some of the things that credit unions need to be thinking about, and what should they be expecting to deal with in the future. And so we had a lively conversation, which I can take you through some points, however you want to do this.
But there's so many unknowns out there, and I'm always referring back to the shiny red ball syndrome, because there's a lot of that out there right now as well, especially in the crypto space, because people are just, they just froth and frenzy over it. Oh my gosh, I can make $1 million in 3 seconds. So, oh my gosh. You know, but, so what were some of the points that you'd like to share?
Well, I would say a couple areas that we tend to focus on, which was don't let the down market in fintech confuse and make you think that this is going away. So it's sort of like separate the speculative activity from this ship has sailed. And I think a couple of the examples that came up that the panel talked about a lot, the use of the Apple Card, not just among younger Americans and credit union members, but whether it's Robinhood on an app that allows you to look at all of your kind of your portfolio, be it small or large, or the Apple Card, which seems to merge payments. You know, the great thing about credit card, it merges payments and lending together, sort of in a single vehicle.
Yeah.
And what Goldman Sachs did with Apple Card, which obviously not great for credit unions. I mean, that's a big bank, one of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
But it really did. I think it lit up a lot of engagement among members. You know, if we had a focus group of any credit union in America, had a focus group of their members and said, just take me through your life and what different apps you're using, You know, some of our research is just showing that, you know, they're using a dozen different apps already. And oftentimes what the credit union sees behind the scenes is ACH activity. It's almost like the credit union's being used as a wholesale financial institution instead of a retail financial institution, and they're carrying a Robinhood debit or they're carrying something else in their wallet.
Right, right.
So on the payment side, that was one thing we talked about a lot about. What does a primary financial institution really even mean anymore?
Exactly.
But really what we got into was just, hey, look, let's just talk about the basics of credit union, which is loan volume. And, you know, are there still some great fintech organizations out there? And whether you're building, working with a QSO, partnering, or, you know, or even buying some things off the rack, you know, from the vendor community. There's a lot of different options, and there's still a lot of great options out there, and the market has not been completely destabilized of those options. And so there's some great things out there. It just seems like most credit unions that I talk with, at least, Mike, the leaders, on the one hand, they have a lot of interest in partnering. They've moved away from the whole, let's just invest and see what happens. I mean, I think that we've all taken our hits on that. But if we look at the loan volume question, I think what the fintechs really have done well is, and you could even look at it, a disruptive, you know, we talked about challenger fintechs versus enabling fintechs. Fintechs that will support your credit union versus those that you might partner with, examples like LendingClub or SoFi in the past, which have turned out to be, now they're banks.
Oh,
and they're coming right at you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sort of like separating, how do you look at your mission, your niches, the groups that you're serving at your credit union, and look at what you're made of, look at your risk appetite, be really honest about your mission, not just, you know, nice words in a strategic plan, but really peel that back and make sure that it's clear so that you can then end up making better decisions on who some of these people that you're working with.
Right.
The struggle, Mike, that we're seeing, if you look at the trajectory that Rocket Mortgage had, it's just a great example. The three-point plan of a lot of these fintech organizations and challenger types is, it's not just the digital mobile app that everybody sort of pays a lot of attention to, very important.
Yeah.
But the other two elements that come into play are strong marketing, well-funded marketing.
That's Rocket Mortgage right there.
And
SoFi.
Call center. Yeah. They have a, you know, if you stop doing something on your app for 30 seconds, they'll call you. So that they get your phone number first. They don't ask if you're eligible for membership first.
Yeah.
They get your mobile number.
Yeah.
Well, and I realize that example may be 6 or 7 years old, but what we're finding is it's not just the tech in these newer, it's the tech combined with the marketing fuel. And actually, while credit unions may not have been that strong over the years and really heavily funding marketing on a big level, credit unions have really strong contact centers, call centers, compared to banks. So I think credit unions have some of the raw materials. It's just finding what are some of the raw materials that some of these other fintech organizations that align well with them have that they can use.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is like, what can credit unions take away from the fintechs, the successful parts of fintechs?
Sure.
Know, obviously, they don't want to take everything away, but
no.
what can they take that will benefit them and their model?
Right. Well, the two things, and in some cases, when we're talking to credit unions, they really just want to learn how they do it and then really do it. I mean, in their heart of hearts,
I totally get it.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
So they may want to partner or buy for a while, but ultimately they either want to build or buy. They don't want to partner as much as maybe we all might want to think. And I think that I would separate it. If you look at the hall here, the exhibit hall that Origins put together here, you go around the hall and you're going to hear a lot about, you'll hear people talking in terms like AI or whatever, but really it's a combination of examining the data for underwriting of a loan or point of sale. And what I find is the credit unions get a little nervous about sexy ways of underwriting loans that look at data different ways, because they're afraid they're going to get a portfolio full of not great stuff.
Understand.
Very, very understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
But the aspect of what's in the hall, but also just what's in fintech broadly, that is universal. We talked about this in the session. We actually have a research report on this I'll tell you a little bit more about. But it's really about point of sale and what I call point of influence, which you'll hear a lot of people talking about embedded finance. And you know, indirect auto lending is one of the original embedded finance stories. But the main thing is the credit union, a tough what do you want to call it, a Cosmo quiz or self-assessment on whether the credit union is strong at getting closer and closer to the member or potential member at the point of influencing when they're making a decision. Before they make a decision on the financial service, they make a decision on the car, the boat, the house, whatever it is that they're thinking about.
Right.
It's getting, whether it's through content, white papers, video, including with Origins, point of sale capabilities in systems. Over the last two or three years, Daryl Jones and Joel Pruis are our co-lending leaders at Cornerstone will point to that point of sale, those attributes of the systems that are around what the end consumer or end business is using, that has been at the very top of the list for the system selection engagements that we lead.
Yeah.
It's getting way more attention than, say, classic loan underwriting capabilities. And it's because credit union loan underwriting is pretty good, but credit union point of sale, not always so good.
Yeah.
So just, you know, we can't yield to the banks and to the fintechs. We've got to be better at the point of that point of influence, whether it's at a dealer, at a merchant, directly at the website, mobile app, whatever.
Right. Well, I mean, take Chime, for example. They're doing what credit unions have always been able to do. Pay people early. They've always been able to do that.
Right.
But nobody's ever talked about it. Nobody's ever really done on it.
Right.
I mean, I hate to be, you know, all-encompassing, but, you know, they haven't really marketed that. And here's Chime. They've built a company off of that.
Right. Well,
I mean, that's great marketing.
A lot of times when you'll hear people say marketing, though, they'll almost say it dismissively, like, well, that's just a bunch of marketing. But it's like, you know what, though? If Rocket or Chime can effectively make the value case for a service that people haven't heard about before, and maybe if they don't have the cheapest price, but if it's convenient and it's immediately available at their phone, they did the right thing. They did the right thing. And
right.
So, you know, you got to tip your hat a little bit to Chime, Apple Card, some of these guys, because, right?
Of course.
So one of the things that we spent a little bit of time on towards the end of the session was, while you're looking for some of the bigger bang things, longer term, the fintech things that will help you really go the long term, in the near term, it's existential. It's absolutely a survival for credit unions. Is they have to be good at direct point of sale and all point of sale. It'd probably be my one big takeaway.
Yeah.
And we have a study that we did with Origins that Origins commissioned, that Origins has made available on the app, and also we can make available to you.
Sure.
That basically has benchmarks where you can compare your credit union to peers on consumer lending, mortgage lending, marketing, and CRM, and those are sort of the areas most directly related to sale,
right,
sales and point of sale.
Right.
And what we found is that for, let's say you're a credit union, walk around here that says, I'm probably about as good as everybody else, I'm about average.
Yeah.
What we found is that you can get 20, 30, 40% better at each stage, if you just take each stage of the funnel in marketing parlance, mm-hmm, right? You've got click-through of content.
Mm-hmm.
You've got conversion into an opportunity, which means a loan application. Then you ultimately get into what we call pull-through, which is where you go from your application into a closed loan. And then how many loans are you getting per your lender? I mean, there's sort of like five or six areas that we looked at. We've kind of had these narrowed down, and there's some very basic things that credit unions can do to get the 20 or 30 or 40% better in those areas,
right, right,
while they're working on the 100% better,
gotcha,
the 200% better,
gotcha,
with the big fintech bank.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are a few things we talked about.
Gosh, to be a fly on the wall in that session, that must have been, yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you. Well, this is, when you look, it's fun. I mean, it's serious stuff, but it's fun to talk about because of all the changes that are going on out there right now. So yeah. It's,
well, I think, you know, I mean, like you mentioned Gonzo Bankers. This is something, I mean, I've been in this business my entire career. I'm just nerdy enough that I love this stuff. So you say a fly on the wall and it's serious, but it's fun. And I think it can be both.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a lucky guy. I'm one of these guys that loves this job. I know you're the same type.
Mm-hmm.
You bring that energy too. So
yeah.
We're just glad to be here and walking and talking in the halls in person.
In person. That's a beautiful thing these days.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing.
Anything else to add, Sam? I mean, thank you so much for the summary on that session. So important right now. So good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right,
good
man.
To be with you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.